broadcasting live from beautiful Mount Shasta, California. And we're having some amazing things happening up here on the mountain. I've met some amazing people, and the trip here has just been incredible. The conference went really well. We had a standing ovation with Contact Has Begun, the movie, and it's been very well received. I've yet to have anybody have a negative comment, which is interesting. But we've had just some incredible experience. And tonight, we have a very, very special guest, and it's going to be Brother John. And I met John actually just yesterday. And hopefully without embarrassing John, John seems to be one of the people here at Shasta that's actually held the energy and anchored the energy. He's done international Oming for Peace ceremonies, and you know, there's a lot of people that know John, know of his work. And while I've been here at Shasta, there are some people, I've met all kinds of people here. You know, it's quite a smorgasbord, you know, of things going on here at Shasta. But what's interesting is meeting John. He's one of the people that is really pulling in the energy and anchoring the energy, and he has been for quite some time. And so kudos to John on that. And before we get started on this, I wanted to start out with our experience. So John, you're with us, aren't you?
Yes, I am here.
Great. When I met John, we came over and just had a really wonderful meditation together. And the energy was just phenomenal. It seems like all the masters and the benevolent ETs and the ultra-dimensionals and everybody came out for this gathering. It was very intense energy. It was soul uplifting, you might say, and it was so thick you could cut it with a knife. The spiritual energies here, but he's done an awesome job of holding these energies and bringing these energies in. And I want to turn this over to John. Can you talk a little bit about that experience we just went through yesterday afternoon?
Yes, it was a direct perception. Where you are able to take your focus and place it in the place of power for you. Wherever that is, that place, take it and place your mind on that. The moment that you place your mind on this point of power for you, is where you're receiving now your strength, your support. And this is the source also of the love, the power, and the wisdom that is being provided to you so that you can accomplish and do what you need to do here on this beautiful, lovely planet. And so we had the opportunity, and we have the opportunity now, to be able to serve and to love and remember all those things that one needs to remember to keep one's heart in the place that keeps you motivated to be able to do what you need to do and have to do and what you must do in order to accomplish why you came here. So I would say this is a very inspiring place, and it's wonderful to meditate with James.
You know, I think the energies between us here were just phenomenal. One of the phenomenon, I don't call it a phenomenon, it should be an everyday thing for all of us, but when I came here, we had a wonderful meditation, and it seems like, you know, the whole universe showed up to join us. It was pretty intense. But during the meditation, we were all, you know, talking about, you know, kind of doing prayers. It was very selfless prayers for each other and the planet and things of that nature. And during the ceremony, I actually saw this beautiful pyramid just above us, and with these enormous light beings standing all around the pyramid. And I told him what I was seeing, and well, you can take it from here. Right before I got there, John can go ahead and tell you what they did right before I got to the gathering.
Yes, this is a living meditation. we focused on the Great Triangle of the Great Pyramid, and we focused on Michael the Archangel and Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Raphael as a triangle. And we visualized that. We sat in the room holding this visualization of the Great Pyramid, and with the capstone being the I Am, that I Am. And we held that and put it in the very center of our meeting. And if you put it in the very center of your meeting, you put it in the very center of your meditation, put it in the very center of your, put it on your money, put it on the back of your dollar, you know, and put it wherever you like to draw in the currents and the power and the love and the wisdom of the earth itself and of the universe. That shape is a tremendous accumulator of energy, and it will pull it in for you to help you with your work. And when James came, it was amazing because we had visualized this, and then he picked it up right away. And he saw it, and that was delightful.
I think it's wonderful that how we confirm each other's path, you know, and we're on the same path and we're seeing the same things, and you know, the outer world, you might say, of social consciousness actually is pretty contrary to the path that we're on, and it's great that we all come together and support each other and experience much of the same thing, and hopefully we'll continue to do that on a grander scale, which is a lot of the work you've been involved with is getting the whole planet to join together and come together and start creating the world we'd like to see and live in.
Yes, I'd like to say to everyone who is listening, you know, it's very important now. We have a tremendous opportunity, and this opportunity is, I'll give you an example. At this moment, close your eyes and look up within yourself and imagine that you, the top of your head has a moonroof, and you pull it back like on a car, or you could see it like you're letting down the top of your convertible, and you let that down and you see millions and millions of stars, millions of stars and galaxies, and from your heart and with love, you reach up and touch those stars and pull them with the love in your heart. Pull them, the good, higher, benevolent beings who are going to help the leaders of this world, the good people of this world, all the good people who care, the good leaders, and the people who want to create peace on earth and want to create goodwill and love towards all men. Reach up with your love and touch them. They're right there, just overhead. And pull with your love. Pull them. Pull the good higher beings to the earth. Very good. Very good. And pink. Pink flame. Pink is the color of love. And let your energy go out with a pink emanation. That is the color of love. And then things that you want to make safe surround with white light and with blue light. And right now I'll radiate out a green light to the whole world. Green light. So that's an example of what we can do. And if all of us do that, if you can remember that, my fellow citizen of the world, of this great nation and all great nations, for every nation is great. Remember what I've said. Reach out and touch someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome. It is so important right now that we all work together and initiate contact with these ultra-dimensional beings and these, you know, I call them the greater family of man, the benevolent ones that are here to assist us right now. And we have to do our part. We can't expect them all to come and do everything for us. And so on the planet here, we really need to get our consciousness in order and learn to live in harmony with each other and the planet. And working through this higher consciousness and energy and doing these meditations and world healing meditations and the Oming for Peace that went around the world, the work that John did earlier, if we continue to do this work, my information lately, it's timed for a lot of the light workers were doing incredible work before, and they've kind of pulled back now, and they're kind of waiting for the right timing, but it seems we're getting ready for a big push here and to move. And, you know, we're right on the edge, and we just need to push this over this little edge, this bump we're on right now. And the more we can gather together as a collective consciousness and start really focusing on love and joy and bliss and cooperating, you know, ending the competition and the greed and the separation, focus on that and demand that, you know, and live it in your own life as well. Mm. We can push this over this hump.
Yes, yes. People of Earth, listen to him. It's true. It's true. It starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
Peace starts with you in the home, you know?
And people don't realize how powerful we are. You know, it's consciousness is the first cause of everything. And then it drops down into light and, you know, then to energy and then to mass through the vibrational continuum. And when we plug into our own God's consciousness and start visualizing and moving this energy down here to heaven on, you know, creating heaven on earth, each individual is very, very powerful. We can create heaven on earth if we come together as a collective and really anchor this energy in. And you know, people are into this, the sensationalism of UFOs and, you know, little black-eyed guys and black projects and all this other stuff, and you know that's like the tip of the pen, you know, as to what's really going on, because there are beings that look just like us, the greater family of man. There's beings that don't look like us that are extremely loving and very powerful in consciousness and energy, and that is the bigger picture, and we need to start focusing on that and deciding that this is what we want to unite with. We want to join the rest of the universe in peace and start moving in that direction and in this primitive, aggressive, warlike program that we have right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's so important. It's so important. And there is no greater joy than what he is saying, to be able to stop and really listen and know that it's a green light to go ahead and do that, to really, we can work on ourselves, we can change ourselves. This radio broadcast is going to the entire planet, everyone on Earth. You can make a difference. You can change the world. You can do it through your music that you play. You can do it every time you smile at your wife or your husband. You can do it in your work at the office. Some of us, when we wake up in the morning, we look at our computers, we see that we can have a tremendous influence in the world. Mm-hmm. That influence, all of us, you can be a little guy, you can be a great executive, but it's your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's the quality that you create of your life and for the quality for the lives of others through love. And I know James, we're just inviting you to consider what's being said here and to try it. Try living love. Try to just to live being a loving being, as he says, in the greater family of man. And like he says, oh yeah, there's some bad guys out there in space, and, you know, the stories of some of the stuff that happened is, yeah, that there's bad guys out there. And, you know, we are going to, and we are now standing up, and we are not on our knees. We are standing up, and we are going to meet whoever comes here on our feet as equals, with an open heart, and also from a place of strength, but strength with love and wisdom and kindness. And it's okay to be joyful, even if you're strong. You know, it's okay to celebrate the universe, because the universe is celebrating us, for we are life.
Oh, ditto. What do you say after that? We had an earlier discussion I thought was amazing. We have very similar backgrounds, and it seems we've gone through very similar teachers and cultures. And can you talk a little bit about some of your experiences earlier? I know you had some encounters when you were young. And talk a little bit about that, and then go forward into some of the other training and that you've gone through, and then what you realized after having all that training.
Mm. Yes, I realized that humility is absolutely the most important thing, and I realized that I'm an extremely tiny little guy who is on a very small little speck in space. And I realized that the greatest thing that I can possibly do is to be humble and to really serve my brothers and my sisters around me from a place of sincerity, and to not get lost in my egocentric, my ego, not to become egocentric. Well, at an early age, I experienced... I was fortunate in that I had Saint Francis as a mentor when I was young, and I had the blessed opportunity of being able to meet some Franciscan monks and nuns, and it was a great blessing and a great inspiration for me at an early age. And most of my life, I've made an effort to try to learn how I could convey the experience of bliss, of endless bliss, that you are, that the person listening to this is. You are absolutely endless, perfect bliss. If you allow yourself to relax enough, if you can relax and let go of all the stress, tension in your body, you can take the time each day to relax and to just let all the muscles in your body, just let them go. Let all the stress drain from your muscles and let your body become limp and loose. Progressively relax and allow yourself to contemplate love, deep love. And allow yourself to think about what James said, about the truth of that, about what he has expressed in all of his shows, and what he's expressing in his movie, and what he's expressing in the other material, his autobiography. And when you think about that, and you also think about other lights like Paramahansa Yogananda, who's a great teacher, and of course Jesus Christ, who Yogananda said was a great, great, great teacher, and all the other great saints and masters, they all taught the same thing that is being conveyed through this broadcast, this transmission. And this is a transmission of love directly to you, the listener. And as you listen, open your heart. Open your heart to all beings. I'm not saying to become gullible. Keep your discernment. And if you want to, keep your guard up. And in this world, you have to be strong. But I am saying to you that love You can have love. You can have love. You are love. You were made by love from your parents and from a great deeper source. But you can be love, and you can manifest it now. Let it radiate out from you to the entire world, to every being. Let there be peace on earth and goodwill towards all men and women. Let your heart shine. Let your love shine. Let the beauty of your being manifest. Let yourself shine like the sun. Let yourself expand. Truly allow yourself to be your full potential. Allow yourself to grow and to be who you really are and what you really are. And keep your commitments, for the most committed wins. But winning what? Winning love. Stay committed to love, as well as strength and wisdom to guide them both. Allow yourself to be the love that you truly are. Allow that love to radiate out and heal the earth, to heal the environment, to heal the atmosphere. The healing is radiating out from you to every corner of the world. It is radiating out and healing the earth, the environment. Let it heal the relationship between the United States and Russia. Let it heal all the relationships between all countries. You have it inside you to transform, as James says, this greater family of man. Let your love go forth in your work. And now, let it go forth to all in all, and let it create peace. Peace. Thank you. That is so beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, that's incredible. We were talking earlier about a lot of the different masters that we've both studied under or studied their teachings. And one of my experiences was with the Lama, and I never forget what he said. He said, you know, the reason there's so few enlightened people on this planet, he says, because it's so damn simple. and I said, why is that? And he said, you know, all you have to do is focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. And set boundaries and just say, I'm not going to go anywhere else with this.
Yes.
You know, this is who I am. This is my true nature. And this is where, and I'm not going to seek outside of myself anymore for love or acceptance and approval. And I'm going to be it from here on out.
Wow.
It was such an empowering message
that
I realized after studying all these cultures and all these different religions and everything that we really have to transcend all cultural and religious boundaries into love, which is the cosmic glue that sets everything into motion here and holds everything together.
Yeah.
And which is our true nature.
Yeah. Oh, you knocked it out of the park with that one, James. Bullseye. Yay!
I'm just using telepathy here.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Reading your mind. Or reading your heart, I should say.
Really? Well, you did a good job. I'd like to send a message out to all of the people who are out there who have difficult jobs and who, you know, are firemen and policemen and secret agents and soldiers in Iraq or soldiers in Korea or in other countries and for other countries or whatever. But I think it's important that all of us, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, no matter how difficult and how tough it seems, you know, stay true to what you feel you know is right. And, you know, I don't think we're asking you to, you know, do something radical or, you know, anything other than just to try to feel inside yourself, into your conscience. And, you know, after the Second World War, we created a bunch of laws that, the Geneva Conventions. And if we can live up to these things, then if we can live up to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and to the great and noble ideals and values of our countries, if we can live up to these things realistically, I think we're going to continue to have a tremendous platform from which we can operate and really create this love that we're talking about. That those things are a good place to start, a very practical, real, good place to start. Like in the United States, the soldiers take an oath. Isn't this right, James? To protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Well, that the Constitution, the idea of that was that it was from God. And in the dollar, in the United States, in the very center, it says, "In God we trust, one." And on the left side, it has a pyramid with an all-seeing eye, and the eye is the shape of a flying saucer, and with consciousness in it, represented by the pupil in it. And over on the other side is a Star of David, which is over the head of the eagle. And both are radiant light symbols that represent something overhead. So I think we should keep looking up overhead and see if we can see anything that's shaped kind of like an eye. I guess it would be kind of like a saucer shape, and maybe a star. Maybe there's a Star of David out there that's shining. Can you imagine? I remember James. Have you ever seen Stargate? That TV show.
Yeah.
They have in the Stargate TV show. They have SG-1 and all that. They have these space motherships, these big motherships that have kind of like points on them, kind of like a star. Well, I can just imagine, and it's probably just my cosmic imagination, but I can just imagine David out there, you know, King David and Solomon cruising around out there in their starships, you know, shaped like a, you know, a Star of David, you know, Muhammad and his, you know, cruising around in his one shaped like a moon with a star next to it, and, you know, in a sense, I think that these are representing forces that work together. You know, that was Abraham's intention originally, was for these forces to work together. And I think they do in space, and I'd like to see it on Earth. Really would.
You know, one of the things we've actually filmed these ships with seven points of light on them. And at the time, I had quite a few Boeing engineers there, and one of them had three PhDs and actually went on the Art Bell show and testified and talked about what he saw. But it wasn't so much seeing the ship. It got bigger and bigger and came right at them. And they were totally transformed by the experience and by an energy exchange that happened. It was very hard for them to go back to work. And usually people do come up and they're transformed and they can't go back to that little cubicle or do anything harmful anymore. That, you know, just the energy around their jobs is so constricted that they just can't stay there anymore. You know, I really believe in our heart of hearts, all humanity, we all want the same thing, and we want to live according to the universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment, such as, you know, universal peace and brother-sisterly love, you know, with a strong reverence for life, and you know, those three basics in the heart of hearts of all humanity, we want that. We really don't want to compete. You know, there is abundance for everybody. We just have to get rid of the greed and the competition and the separation game that's going on right now.
Yeah.
And the more we can do that and focus on the unity and the oneness, which quantum physics has pretty much shown us that we are all, that everything is connected,
yeah.
and we are all one, and we all came from the same source, and we're all going to return to the same source. So,
yeah, sure.
So all this other nonsense in between, you know, we can actually let go of and quicken this path. And
yes, we can actually let go mm-hmm. of it. It's okay. You know, it's honorable to walk away sometimes from things that are too constrictive, as James said. And it's time for you to go, perhaps, and move on to something better, something more aligned with your heart, with your heart of hearts, as he said.
Mm-hmm. I know that when you are aligned with your soul purpose and your heart of heart, you might say that, you know, abundance is natural. You know, things manifest, the synchronicities. We were talking about that earlier, just start unfolding. And when we're not in alignment with our soul purpose, we have all kinds of problems and crashes and accidents and all of these things that are just trying to push us back on the path of our soul purpose and you know, and that we are truly here to serve in our own unique way in, you know, in the awakening healing process. But it's kind of interesting how we have that monkey trap syndrome here where you know, we've got our hand in the coconut and the coconut's tied down and we just can't let go of the past, you know, our old wounds and traumas and our material, you know, craziness that we're doing here. And, you know, if we could just, like, loosen up that grip a little bit, you know, we could get our hand out and we could move on to a much greater reality.
I think it's loosening up, James.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think the person's getting their hand out of it there.
I think we're greasing the coconut here.
Yeah, look at that. The coconut's greased. Oh, there it goes. There it goes. Another hand, and another one, and another one, and all over the world, these hands are coming out there.
Coming out of the coconut.
They're coming out of the coconuts.
I think they're letting go of rifles and letting go of all kinds of things. You know. Wait a minute, I don't belong here. You know? I want to go back and grow a garden, you know, and be with my family. You know, in traveling, I've met a lot of people, and I haven't done too much international traveling, which I wish I would do more of that, but I've met so many people from around the world that have come to the center and just in a lot of the classes and workshops and other things. And, you know, I've met some of the most beautiful people from Iraq and Iran, and after meeting these people, and they're strong, they're very strong, and their hearts are open and very loving, and I just think about that, like what's the problem?
Mm.
You know, it's like we get along, you know, everybody gets along, it's like, it's, you know, it's these religions and these institutions and these other programs that are creating, you know, all the problems. And I think as a people, as Mary said, I love what Mary said. She said, you know, universal peace is not going to come through governments or institutions or religions. It's going to come through the hearts of men and women.
Mm.
And really, as men and women, we need, and children, I should say, we need to really become the peace and demand the peace and just say we're not going to do anything other than peace.
Mm, that's so beautiful. James, in case some people are tuning out, I'd like to, if I could, give my email address.
Yes, that would be great.
And then we can do it again later. It's brotherjohn77@yahoo.com. That's brotherjohn77@yahoo.com. And if you are interested in direct contact, direct perception, if you are interested in full discovery of who you are, like really eyes wide open, if you really want to feel the bliss that is behind that great peace within you, just on the other side of that peace that you have so much of inside of you is the bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And the first is a lot of mind, and then the mind quiets down, and you pass through an empty phase for a while, and once your heart opens more and there's more devotion, then the emptiness and the kind of sometimes hellacious levels go away, actually. The pictures and the images and the negative stuff actually goes away after a while if you stay focused up and just gently upward and keep asking for help and keep praying. You'll make it to the peace zone, and the peace zone gets wider and more expansive, and that's like the covering for the, it's like the lawn, the cosmic lawn, the pieces, and then under that lawn is the perennial, eternal earth of divine, endless, ever-new, perfect, truly, absolutely the truth for real God bliss. And it is beyond your heartache. It is beyond your stuff, our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is beyond lies. It is beyond illusions and pictures in the mind. It is absolutely, truly perfect God. And it's for you. And there isn't anyone out there that it isn't for. It is absolutely for everyone. And also, if you don't have a computer, some people don't. Can you believe that? But it's true. I have a P.O. box. It's 1271 Mount Shasta, California. That's P.O. box 1271 Mount Shasta, 96067. 96067. You can experience and know and realize what James has said and the truth of it. And it is true. That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to lose anybody in this. Everybody can make it.
That's important. What I've seen is, a long time ago, I think it was in 82, I saw visions of the earth going through incredible changes, and one of the changes they showed me was the earth was totally denuded and just became a mud ball, and it was over, for this civilization, and in seeing that, I went, oh my God, I said that can't be, there has to be a way around this, and the visions keep changing. And in time, the more we do this work and the more we ask for help and the more we actually, do it here on the physical and live according to the universal principles as a collective, these visions have lessened quite a bit. And we've got some incredible divine intervention along the way. And I'm still seeing some visions of some major changes happening. But I think of where we've come from, what was really our destiny, without the divine intervention and without all of these light workers on the planet.
Thank God.
And
true.
And we have to keep going.
We're
not out of the woods yet. We have to continue with this work and to be a culture and a civilization worth saving. That's the most important thing.
Yes. And James, what people can do is the kivas of the Southwest and the circle. It represents the circle, and if you all would form circles, simply circles or triangles, and if you were to sit together, try to do it the same time, same place every day, try to sit on a clean spot and a clean place, and try to just allow yourself to relax and invoke whoever you believe in, whichever masters or saints you believe that you feel right to your heart, the right angels or whoever it is that you feel to, for assistance, relax and let go and let them help you.
Mm-hmm.
And let the great and ancient sound of the East, Om, O-M, let that come through your mouth. And if you put your hands up in front of you, just very gently, your palms out, they act as an antenna and your fingers as antennas for your heart. Your heart is on the same level then as your hands. And love goes out, and you om, and it's the perfect carrier wave. And if you form a circle, or if you only have three people, form a triangle. But I promise you, that if you do this as much as you can with your family and friends and other people, or just prayer, if you don't believe in the Eastern thing, you believe in Jesus or, you know, whichever path you believe, but do a lot of it. Do a lot of requesting, or in the case of the oming, om, say 20 minutes for a half hour for peace on earth and goodwill towards all men. Unfortunately, James, a lot of churches, they'll pray, they'll say, well, we want peace, and we ask you, Lord, for peace. Thank you very much. Amen. Okay, pass the basket, you know. And it's, you know, I'm not here to criticize, but the Bible was about fasting and prayer and, you know, really, you know, going out in the wilderness. It says repeatedly in the Bible, Jesus went away to a mountain to pray, you know. And, you know, it talks about Moses going up on the mountain and Elijah and Enoch and James lives out in a place that's a very sought, beautiful environment out there. And sometimes we've got to get away from the city. Sometimes we've got to get out of negative environments and away from negative people. Isn't this right, James?
Oh, you've
got to get away from people who are putting you down or putting down your spiritual life. And you've got to, you know, seek people who are wanting to create peace on earth. Seek people who are in the same wavelength and frequency that you are. And get out of the city as much as you can responsibly. Don't do anything that's not safe, but allow yourself to gather together, form a circle. The most powerful way you can help do what James is saying, in my opinion, is what he's saying is that we can change the destiny. We were headed for Armageddon, and because of the work that so many of us have done, many of you out there have done, and thank you, gosh, thank you so much, everybody, we should all be very grateful for all that's been done, but, you know, we've changed the future. It was going to be, like he said, it was going to be just really terrible, and it has been changed, and if you form circles, I promise you, you can do it in the West Wing of the White House. You can do it in, you know, the top of the Washington Monument. That's what it's for. You can do it in the caves in Angel's Camp, like the Masons used to do there. You can do it wherever, but form these circles and send out that signal, and those good higher beings that are overhead will help you, and they'll amplify that signal. And they will change the negative future. They will change. Like James said, they will create. They will cancel, they'll stop an errant missile from launching, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we've seen quite a few experiences. I know at the Hawaii conference, there's a Dr. Salas who is in charge of the missile silos. I can't remember where they were, but... he said this UFO flew over there, over the silos there, and it systematically shut down every one of the missiles, and it, you know, removed the firing mechanisms of these missiles, and just showing us, and from my information that I've got telepathically from these beings, they said that, you know, forget about your nuclear war, we're not going to allow it, you know, we're not going to let that happen, so, you know, that's another big fear card, you know, we can throw in the trash can.
Yeah, well, we don't want to scare, you know, the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We don't want to scare the CIA or, you know, NSA or anybody else who, you know, may be listening, you guys. There's good and bad in everything, including in space. I don't think anybody wants you to drop your guard and necessarily and do anything irresponsible. I think, though, that there is good out there that can help you, that you can get a better deal. You know?
That's it right there.
We can get a lot better deal for the planet than the last one.
Well, I don't have any, I don't know. I think, you know, Jackie Gleason was right. You know, what can I say? I just think that, you know, I think there's a lot of good that can happen, and I think we can pray for whatever is happening now, and I think the good that is there, I think we can support it, and at the same time, we are developing, and we are going to continue to develop, and we are going to outgrow, you know, whatever, and we're going to continue to grow up, and as we grow up as a civilization, we're going to meet older and more mature and perhaps wiser blue and green lights that just are there to be supportive.
You know, we think about it, you know, in the interest of national security, it would be best to align with the benevolent ones, you know, that have full use of creational energies and technology beyond our wildest dreams. And if there was a dark force out there, we're greatly outmatched. If they're, you know, hundreds or thousands or whatever years ahead of us, you know, we're like going after a lion with a pea shooter. You know, so really, it makes no sense at all in the interest of national security. We should be choosing peace just for the planet and aligning with these benevolent ones and really getting the help we need to restore the planet here and move forward in the awakening healing process.
Yes, and also back on the ground where the boots are on the ground, I think don't forget to pray for your soldiers. Don't forget to pray for the people who are out in the field. It can make all the difference in the world whether they live or they die. And one prayer can make all the difference. So, you know, don't think prayer isn't powerful. It's a form of telepathy. It's like James was saying, it's a form of telepathy. And, you know, you can change it. You can do anything you want to if you pull together and you decide that it's the right thing to do, you know, and just ask people to help you, pray for you, to ask whatever projects you're working on, you know, ask for prayer, ask for positive energy to be sent towards it so it develops in a positive way. It's like a plant. Any project's like a plant. What was it? Cleve Baxter did a test about the plants. I think it was him where if you send good energy at the plants, it flourishes. But if you send negative energy at it, it goes, ugh. So none of us want to go, ugh. So, you know, whatever we're doing, let's send positive energy so it'll grow in a good direction. And I think that includes, you know, and everything.
Oh, I agree 100%. It's you know, I love what, you know, some of the teachings of Jesus where one of his prayers was, you know, beloved Father, let them become one as we are one. And he also said some interesting things like he talked about, you know, there shall come a day where man shall not worship God in the mountains nor in the temples but within self. You know, he'll find the God within. And I know there was another one. He said, you know, you search the scriptures in vain, for I speak of a living God. And I think it's time that we really make our own personal God connection and see the Creator within all creation and really let go of the barriers and the religious divisions.
Please.
You know, like Paul said, there's no divisions in God, but we have created all these divisions.
Hear what he's saying. Please.
And it's sad, you know, but we are moving out of that. And you know, the children on both sides of the fence in any war are the children of God. They just maybe have a different culture or a different faith. But, you know, again, we're all born of the same source, and we're all returning to the same source, and we just have to let go of the past. That's what the Pleiadians say to me again and again. I said, you know, why am I here? What is my main function here? And they said, And then I asked them, why are you here? And they said, to help you release the past, because your past is creating your tomorrow. And all the wounds and grudges and traumas and all this baggage that you're carrying.
And he was speaking to mankind's past, you know, not just a little James. They were talking.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you out there listening.
You know, that we need to let go of the past and the old baggage and, you know, so we can create a better tomorrow. And that's what they're here. They're assisting us both with consciousness, and when we get our act together on the planet, they'll help us with technology and help us restore the planet and actually be assisting this Heaven on Earth project that we're all here working on.
Yes. It's going to be okay. It's all going to work out, everybody. Just don't worry about it. You know, do your best wherever you are, and gently, quietly, and slowly, keeping good faith, move towards, you know, your full development, your full unfolding as a lotus in God's garden, as a rose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep moving towards your unfoldment, and just keep going. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Have faith.
You know, it's also important, I've always felt, that to realize we are eternal beings, and, you know, this is just, you know, one of many earth suits that we've worn. And, you know, when we drop the body actually just disassembles from a more complex structure back to the molecular level, you know, and the soul moves on, and the life force is in the atom itself. So so it's important to realize nothing ever dies, that we're, but, you know, personally, I don't want to start over in diapers this time around. You know? And so we will start over. We will see our loved ones again. Exactly. And we'll see them on the other side, if not back here on the Earth or whatever planet they decide to go to. But it's important to just let go of the grief and the past, and 'cause those are the blocks that don't allow us to reconnect in consciousness to our loved ones we might have lost along the way.
Yeah, that's so true. And since we're running low on time again, I'd like to, if I could, mention my email again. Is brotherjohn77@yahoo.com. And my address is P.O. Box 1271, Mount Shasta, California 96067. That's P.O. Box 1271, Mount Shasta, California 96067. brotherjohn77@yahoo.com.
Well, we'll get that up on the BBS site as soon as I can get to an internet.
Could I say one last thing?
Yes, by all means.
I would like to just also say to our friends and allies all around the world, and to people around the world who we've had problems with, or that we may have problems with, we don't want to have problems with in the future, whether it's Iran or whatever, let us all ask for peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let us all ask for that, and let us all work for it. Let us ask these beings that are, we know that they're so tremendously powerful. Let's ask them to help us. What have we got to lose? And then let's work for it, towards it on the earth. And I think every country and every nation has so much to offer us. And I think nations like England is such a center of tremendous spiritual power. Southern England is a place that should be blessed and protected. And it is a great resource that should be continued to be blessed. And so I think it's important that we continue to do everything that we can to keep peace with Russia and to keep blessing all the different nations. And if we can avoid wars in the future by trying to really, really, really make a diplomatic effort instead of just kind of messing around with it, I think we should really, really not do another war again with lack of intelligence. You know, we need to, you know, we need more intelligence. We don't need to not know what we're doing. We need to really make sure that we don't create any more, you know, big mistakes.
Yeah, I think we need to just, again, you know, walk in love and joy and peace and become the bliss. And
yes.
And it's most important to use impeccable integrity in everything that you do.
Yes.
And don't judge yourself if you slip here and there. Just keep doing the best you can with what you've got and move forward. We're coming up to the end of the hour here.
Bliss.
We've got to sign
go
off
for
here.
The bliss. Go for the bliss. You are it.
So I can't thank you enough, Brother John, for coming on. We'll definitely do this again soon. And
thank you, brother.
All the listeners will focus on love and joy and bliss until they become it. And you might want to mention that to the leadership as well. That, these are the goals of the collective consciousness. And
remember the Heaven on Earth project in Mount Shasta, too. Great, great source for wheatgrass.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, again, we're signing off. So this is James Gunn with As You Wish. Signing off. Have a beautiful, loving, joyous, blissful evening. Good night.
Was it after or before I found my voice?